10 past 5, Tsidi Madia in with us to talk about the ANC, Palapala, President Cyril Ramaphosa, the NEC, the NWC, etc. I think you know the score. Let's focus our attention on something else, though. We have a register of sex offenders in South Africa. The heated debate, and it comes to a particular focus, I think, at the moment because of the 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children, is who should have access to that register. Interesting piece in the Citizen, thanks to Reto Metsi Makwayo, who put it together neatly in the article she wrote. But we thought we'd talk about this and try and understand better, A, what the register says and does, but more particularly what people believe to be its shortcomings. Lisa Vetten is a research and project consultant at the Faculty of Humanities at the University of Johannesburg. Very good afternoon to Ms. Vetten, and thanks for giving us your time. What is the current status of the register? How does it work? Does it collect names effectively, and does it share those names in ways that you believe they should be shared?
I think it's useful to understand there are actually two different registers.
Okay.
And I'm going to speak about the second one because I think it's a much better register than the sex offenders register. The sex offenders register is managed by the Department of Justice, and your name goes onto it only if you have been convicted of a sexual offense. I'm saying that because it means that if you are found guilty of a sexual offense in a disciplinary tribunal, like a university or a workplace or a school, your name will never ever end up on the sex offenders register. And that becomes important when we understand how many rapes and other sexual offenses that occur on university never, ever, ever see the inside of a court. The same with schools and workplaces. They're dealt with by disciplinary tribunals. So you're actually missing a very large number of people who you may not necessarily want around by giving so much emphasis to the sex offenders register run by the Department of Justice. Because the second one is run by the Department of Social Development, and it's focused on children. And it's much broader than sexual offences. It looks at abuse and neglect. So I'll come back to that. But just very briefly, the one with the Department of Justice is, if you are intending to employ somebody to work with children, students under the age of 25 in higher education, older persons, shelter for victims of crime and violence, you are required to contact the Department of Justice to see if any prospective employee is on that register. And the idea is there to try and identify those who might just move from workplace to workplace.
Yes.
And that's the idea. As I said, captures a very small pool, given that you're looking only at convictions. Not that effective. Now, people would like this to be publicly notified. They'd like to have access to it, because at this point, it's only an employer who would write and get that kind of information.
So can I jump in there and ask you this then? I mean, if you were to set out who else should have access and why, who would those people be?
I don't think that would really help, because if people think it's going to save them or keep them safer, they're wrong. And I think the best way to indicate that is to look at the U.S., which since the mid-90s has had what we call notification laws. So, in some states, you can actually go and look on the internet to see if you have a sex offender living. You look at the list of sex offenders. Or you can get the information from your police station. And so, for that reason, they've been able to do, and because they've been in place for quite a while, they've been able to do research to see, do these notification laws around sex offenders have any effect on making people safe or reducing sexual offences? And their conclusion is no. To the point where they've said, actually, you have to ask if the money that's spent and the time that's spent on these are actually worth what you get out of it.
So
I think registers are one of those things that are popular, they make us feel safe, but they don't actually do it much in practice.
Are they also based on the assumption, or certainly an implied assumption, that if you have been convicted of a sexual offence, you are unrehabilitable, and that you are always going to be a danger because whatever time you spent in prison has not rehabilitated you in any way?
There is that assumption, and I can use South African research. It's a mistaken assumption. The research that I've done with Medical Research Council and others, we've looked at reports of the police nationally of rape. And about a third of those reported for rape do have previous convictions.
Right.
But only 5% are for rape, more than double. So 13% are for things like housebreaking and theft.
Right.
So you'd be doing better to watch what those who engage in housebreaking, theft, murder and robbery are doing than those who are engaged in sexual offences. So I think we're coming at the problem the wrong way.
Yes. So can I ask you then to talk a little bit about the Department of Social Development Register? Who has access to that and what terms?
So again, it would be employers. And I think that is important because we do have enough to show us that there are definitely those individuals who resign and move on to another employment place, or who are disciplined and then simply move on and find employment elsewhere. We do know that there are such people, and there are a risk. And so the way to identify them is to keep things like registers. So the Department of Social Development one is better because it doesn't just focus on criminal matters. It looks at things like where you have had disciplinary inquiries. And as I said, there are far more of those in schools and universities than there are criminal cases. And yet, not only that, it also casts its net more broadly.
Yes.
It recognizes in relation to children that children aren't only at risk of sexual abuse. They're at risk of being beaten, of being assaulted, neglected, emotionally abused in other ways. So anybody who's found guilty of harming a child through some sort of tribunal
Yes.
needs to go on that register.
Thank you very much.
And that's why it is better.
Thanks so much, Lisa Vetten, Research and Project Consultant at the Faculty of Humanities at the University of Johannesburg. Have you had any dealings with either of these registers, one run by the Department of Social Development, the other, the Sex Offenders Register, is administered by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development? Have you made applications to that? Have you had to deal with it in any way, shape or form? I'd love to know what your experience has been. Do call us. 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. It's 21 minutes past four.